Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1061. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerafua Shalema Chaya Rivka Bas Mindel and Lerafua Shalema Chaya Brina Bas Leia. Getting back to a malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so we spoke about most of the inyanim in reference to Koitzer itself. When one could uproot and how to go about it. And so now there are various different gezeros midrabanan, that one has to be careful for because of the problem of Chazal made certain gezeros that one should not come to uproot items. For example, most of them are by a tree, which we're going to see how exactly that works. The problem is with a tree. A tree is not just a straight thing. A tree has many branches, and a tree is a beautiful thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu made and could be used for many different things. For example, you could hang items up on a tree, right? I have my hat, right? It's a hot day. I'm standing around. I just hang it up on the tree, cool off. I have my jacket. I want to take off my jacket, hang it up somewhere, nowhere to hang up. I'm outside. There's a beautiful branch of the tree. I hang it up. A tree is also, of course, a beautiful tree for Kaddish Baruch Hu made for shade. I remember Rav Victor Miller, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, used to talk about the beautiful shade when it has leaves. The leaves are on the tree. And the person, it's a hot day. Again, the same thing. You sit down under the tree and all these various different type of vinyanim. So a tree is something which is used a lot by people when they're outside in the summertime and when it's warm and nice weather and people are outside, a tree is used for various different things. Many people like to climb on a tree, right? Especially young kids, they like to climb up a tree. Climb up a tree, go down the tree, and so on. Okay, like we said, there are various different gezeiros Chazal made whereby they were afraid that somebody might come to break off a branch because a tree is such a useful thing. So let's start to see what are some of the halachas in conjunction with a tree. What qualifies as a tree also? Does it have to be like a tree, one of those big giant trees with branches, or could it be a smaller tree where maybe a few feet high? And what are the guidelines to all these halachas in reference to trees outside in general? Usually the tree is found outside. But inside is more like the flower pots and all those flower vases and all those various different type of halachas. Okay, so the Mechaber starts off, it's actually the first simen, in our simen Shin Lamed Vav, it's the first sif, he starts off, Ein Oilim Be'ilan, you can't, person is not allowed to go up on a tree. You can't climb a tree, finish, you can't climb a tree. Bein Lach, Bein Yavish, whether the tree is damp, is fresh, or Bein Yavish, even if it's an old dried out tree, either way you can't climb the tree. Okay, then the Mechava goes on, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to tell us, also you can't hang from the tree, you can't hang things up on the tree to make use of the branch, I want to hang my jacket. Well, let's say a person says they want to swing, sometimes people swing from the branch, can't do that. You want to hang up your hat and jacket, you want to hang things up on the tree, can't do that. And then he says, the Mechava, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ein mishtamshim b'mechubar l'karka, klal. You can't make use of items which are attached to the ground. We'll see what exactly are the guidelines with how that works. What's the problem? What's the problem with all this? Of course, we'll see all the guidelines to how these things work. But what's the problem with all these things? Tells us the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Shema Yala V'Yitlish. Well, we're afraid you're going to go up and pull off. Again, it's not pulling off branches, right? I need a branch for whatever the reason is. I'll break off a branch. Breaking off a branch from a tree, whether it's a fresh tree or dried out tree we spoke about, is all the malacha of koitzer, uprooting. Okay, we'll explain the other inyanim first, but first I just want to get to, we'll explain the other inyanim after. First I just want to get to the what the problem is. Like we said, Shem Yalav Yitlesh, what the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, what does that mean? We're afraid you're going to go up and stop pulling off branches. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Olim, Oyanofim. All of them, again, like the leaves, branches, or parts of the tree, all these various different things. Oyperos, and maybe even fruits, right? You'll climb up, if you're going to stop making use of a tree, well, I'm hungry, there's an apple, let me pull off an apple and start eating. I'm hungry, I'm by a plum tree, I'm making use of the plum tree, hanging things up, or hanging, or climbing, or whatever the case is. So, there's a nice plum, I'm hungry, I'll pull it off. V'yischavin l'tolsham, says the Mishabur, and you're going to have in mind to, you'll be mischavin to pull it off. V'asi l'dechi yevchatas. Mamish, that's the malacha, that is a dioraisa, the pulling off the plum, the apple, whatever the case is, that's a real deraisa. So Chazal told us we don't use trees. We'll see how that works. And because of this gazera, we're afraid that one is going to pull off parts of the tree, whether it's a branch, whether it's a fruit, a leaf, or whatever the case might be. So now it gets back to the Mishaburuf and Sifkat and Aleph, right in the beginning, getting back to what we're talking about, that we said, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. A lot of times children like to climb on trees. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't climb on a tree. It tells us the Mishaburuf, Afilum Kavar in this Yabesh, Legamri, even if it's totally dried out, you say, well, there's an old dried out tree, it's not, what's the problem? Even if it's in Kavar, in this Yabesh Legamri, it's already totally dried out, you can't climb up the tree, Shein Bo Shum Lach Luchas Klal, and there's no life to it, sort of like it's already, there's no wetness, there's no life, there's no dampness, and so on. So even if it already fell, in other words, it already fell off the branches, fell off the leaves, the branches, let's say, and the peiros and so on. It's already like one of these, if you want to call barren trees, right? The most of the tree is gone, and it fell off, and the peiros fell off, the fruits fell off. There's leaves fell off. It's an old dried out tree and there's nothing left to it. So what are we afraid of already? What are we afraid of? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah. Even then, one is not allowed to climb up a tree. Or even to climb up such a tree like we just explained. In such a case, it's such a tree whereby, since there's no fruits, leaves, branches, it's all gone already, basically, and it's all dried out, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, "Lo shayach bo yachakach shum chashash talisha." There's nothing, there's no real is, there's no chashash, we're not worried about, you don't have to worry that somebody's going to pull off fruits. There's no fruits. We're not worried. Person doesn't have to worry that they're going to pull up branches, whatever. But afilu hachi is aser, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, even in such a case, this old dried out tree where everything is already gone, it's still aser to climb. B'chol gavne mishum siyag v'gadar, because of the fact that Chazal were afraid, we're going to let you climb up this tree whereby there's no problem at all. Next time you go and climb up a regular tree full of fruits and branches and everything wonderful, and you'll stop pulling things off, you'll be over the Isser of Koitzer, the Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so now the Mechaba goes on, the Shulchan Aruch goes on and tells us that how far does this Gezerah go, that all of Ilam Shabbos, somebody climbed up a tree on Shabbos, but Shoygig by mistake is Mutalerid, they could go down. I didn't know, I'm not allowed to climb up a tree. Oh, a nice tree. I like climbing trees, I climb up the tree. I didn't know. No problem, you could go down. It was a mistake, I didn't know. Or I didn't know. It was Shabbos, whatever the case is. It was B'shaykik. B'mezid? Somebody said, I don't care. I know I'm not allowed to climb a tree, but I have to, I like climbing trees. I don't care, I'm going to climb up a tree. B'mezid, they climbed up the tree, and they did it on purpose. It's Asalebet. It tells us the Mechabot, you're not allowed to go down. That's it. You got to stay there the whole Shabbos. So, it's these things are very, it's not such a simple thing. And we see it's a very strict gazera whereby one has to be extremely careful to the point that if they actually went up a tree on purpose on Shabbos and they knew they weren't allowed to go to, Chazal tell us, you're not allowed to go down. It's also not to go down till after Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue with the various different halachas in reference to trees, the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.